In the year 67 before the Common Era, Shlomtzion HaMalka died, Shlomis Alexandra, and with her death, the dynasty of the Hashmonaim begins a steady decline, and over the next 20 to 25 years, it will disappear completely. But not only will it disappear, it's going to take the Jewish people down with it. And what happened is a combination of Roman politics, a series of personal, very bad personal behavior, and the conspiracy of events all together served to destroy the dynasty of the Hashmonaim. Alexander Yanai and Shlomis Alexandra had two sons. One was called Hyrcanus, one was called Aristobulus. Hyrcanus, as I mentioned to you last time, was a weak person. A little what probably our children would call a neb, but he had the support of the Prushim, of the rabbis, and he was the oldest son. When Alexander Yanai died, so Hyrcanus became the Kohen Gadol, because his mother could not become the Kohen Gadol. So he became the Kohen Gadol. The second son, Aristobulus, had all of the charisma and the fierce warlike quality of his father, of Alexander Yanai. However, he also had a great deal of the negative qualities. He was very headstrong, very opinionated, he had a violent temper, and he was more in line with the ideas of the Tzdukim than of the Prushim. As long as their mother was the queen for 9 years, she kept the lid on the pot. Hyrcanus remained the Kohen Gadol. Aristobulus was a general, and he conquered a number of cities, especially Nabataean cities in the south, in the Negev. And that's how the situation continued. The moment she died, though, there became a contest for the succession. Who would now take over? Who would now rule the country? And the contest was between the two brothers, between Hyrcanus, who was already the Kohen Gadol, and now, as the older brother, felt entitled and demanded to be the king as well, and Aristobulus, who said that he was entitled to be the king. Now here you have an interesting thing. Aristobulus, who was closer to the Tzdukim, said the party line of the Prushim, that the same man shouldn't hold both jobs. Now the same man shouldn't hold both jobs because he was out of both jobs, right? So he figured he'd become the king. And Hyrcanus, who was allegedly the candidate of the Prushim, went against the Prushim because the Prushim said that the same man should not hold both jobs, and he said that he was entitled to hold both jobs. The brothers could not come to any sort of accommodation. And in the year 65, before the Common Era, Aristobulus gathered an army. Aristobulus, as I told you, was a fierce warrior, was a charismatic general, and he made alliances with the Nabataeans to the south, the Idumeans. He made alliances with Cleopatra's army in Egypt. He put together a large army, and Hyrcanus came out with the Jewish army, and they had a battle out.